This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today the lesson that we were involved in yesterday, a study of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. And we had ended with the fact that Jesus had told Saul, when he had asked the question, "What shall I do, Lord?" that he should arise and go into the city, and there it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now there are a number of significant words in the instructions which Jesus here gave to Saul. First of all, it is significant that he did not himself tell him what to do. That is, he didn't tell him what to do to be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ has given the job of preaching the gospel to men. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels." Men have been given the job of preaching the gospel. You need not listen for the Lord Jesus Christ or an angel or the Holy Spirit to speak to you in some still small voice and to tell you that you have been saved. The Word of God is all sufficient. It lets you know what you must do in order to be saved. And so now, even though the Lord has appeared to Saul, no doubt involved in qualifying him to be an apostle, he does not tell him the details of what to do to be saved. Rather, he tells him to go into the city, that is, into the city of Damascus. And there, notice carefully, it would be there in that city, it will be told thee. Somebody would come and tell him what thou must do. Now, the word must means what is necessary. He was not to be told something that would not be necessary, something that was simply a matter of option upon his part, that he could be saved without doing. But rather, Jesus said, "You shall be told what you must do." And so he arose, was blind, went into the city for 3 days and 3 nights, since he is in agony of soul because he realizes he's lost and in sin, in spite of the fact that he's a believer, in spite of the fact that he has repented of his sin, in spite of the fact that he has already confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord, he still is lost. He is so agonizing that he will neither eat food nor drink water, waiting for someone to come and tell him what he must do. Now, if you will turn to the 22nd chapter of Acts, where you find a parallel account of the conversion of Saul, as we have been reading in the 9th chapter, you will find Ananias, a faithful disciple of the Lord, having been instructed of Christ to go to Saul to tell him what to do, comes to him, lays hands upon him. There falls from Saul's eyes, as it were, scales, no doubt to indicate to him that this was the man who was to tell him what he absolutely had to do. And now let us notice carefully what Ananias said to him. "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name." Arise and be baptized, wash away thy sins, calling on his name. The grammar of this in the original Greek Testament would allow the translation, "Arise, get yourself baptized," thereby getting your sins washed away, having called on the name of the Lord. You know, in Acts chapter 22, or chapter 2, verse 21, the Apostle Peter said to the crowd of people gathered that day, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." But how does one call on the name of the Lord? By simply getting down on his knees and lifting up his face and hands to heaven and crying, "O Lord, save me"? Not at all. This passage makes clear that the believer, the penitent believer, the penitent believer who has confessed Christ, calls on the name of the Lord for salvation by obeying him in being immersed in water unto the remission of sins, that is, that he might be saved by the blood of Christ. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this vital study.